Well, Happy New Year and welcome to 2018. And I pray that you have a blessed Christmas season and enjoy family and friends as you celebrated the season of our Savior's birth. And for the past couple weeks, this holiday season brought most areas of our country into a deep freeze. The cold temperatures and wind chill have made for unprecedented conditions, even in the southern states. So I pray that you are all staying warm and safe. Well, putting aside the bitter cold weather, I hope that you're looking forward to a fresh new year. You know, our God is the one who created the seasons and the times for us, such that we have opportunity for new beginnings every new day, every new week, every new month. But there is just something extra special about the beginning of a new year and the longing for a fresh start. You know, God planned it that way. And he placed that in our hearts, which is what leads many of us to want to start the new year with fresh new goals for our personal lives and our business lives. Maybe you've already begun your list of things that you want to do or do differently in 2018, or maybe you're still thinking about them. But recent studies have shown that among the most common changes that people want to make or resolutions people have made for 2018 is that they want to live life to the fullest. Live life to the fullest. That's what most people said would be their resolution for 2018. Live life to the fullest. Well, that sounds noble and worthy. But what does that really mean? You know, I have a feeling that most people who say that they want to live life to the fullest this year really have very little idea what that means or what they want it to look like or, more importantly, what they need to do to get there. What would you say it takes to live life to the fullest? You know, whether it's at the top of your goal list or not, chances are you know people for whom living life to the fullest is one of their goals or resolutions. So we have the perfect opportunity to look into God's word for that answer. And we're going to look at Paul's letter to the Philippians, because Paul answers the question of how to live life to the fullest in his instructions to his friends who were living in Philippi at that time. And over the next several weeks, we're going to study 10 priorities for living life to the fullest. And they're all found in the pages of Philippians. God has given us the answer through his servant Paul. So we're going to start today with priority number one, which will also serve as our verse for this entire year of 2018, which is Philippians 4:8. The first of our 10 priorities for living life to the fullest is to master our mindset. Master our mindset. In other words, how you think, to become the master of how you think. Because how you think controls the actions that you take. Nothing you do ever happens without you first thinking about it. And nothing will change about what you'll do this year or any other time until you change your thinking. And so our first priority to live life to the fullest is to master the way we think, to master your mindset. It's the number one thing we need to do in order to live life to the fullest, to think about how we think and to master that. And the Apostle Paul gives us our mindset instructions directly from the Lord in Philippians 4:8. So let's take a look at these instructions. How should we think? Well, in Philippians 4:8, Paul writes, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy, think about those things. That's our mindset. That's our mindset. Does it come naturally? No. No. I was reading in a commentary as I was preparing for our time together, and the author asked the question, what would be the opposite of each of those attributes, the opposite of those ways of thinking? See if that might sear our minds a little bit more and bring some clarity. Well, the opposite of true is false. the opposite of honorable. Well, there are lots of them, but I came up with criminal. The opposite of right, we think of wrong. The opposite of pure, I thought of corrupt. The opposite of lovely, hateful. How about the opposite of admirable? Despicable. Opposite of excellent, vile. Opposite of praiseworthy, disgraceful. Gosh, I don't. Those words are so ugh. They just don't even feel good to put them in our mouth, let alone in our minds. But how many times do we? Now, I'm not saying that we're sitting here thinking of criminal, corrupt things all the time, vile, despicable things. But all of us, I know, I'll speak for myself, I could use a little cleanup. Cleanup on aisle four, as they say. Cleanup in my mind. Because sometimes my mind starts to worry and I have concerns and I start thinking about what's not possible and I think of the negatives and I think of what can't be done. And those are things that, well, they're not true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. I need to hone in on those things. How about you? How about you? Let's agree to commit to the list that Paul gave us, that the Lord gave us in Philippians 4:8. Commit that to memory this year. Commit it to our hearts. Because when our minds start to change, our actions start to change. And things around us will start to change. These thoughts will guide us. But things have to change for us to change our thinking. Yep, we're going to need to start to think about things differently. We're going to need to think about things differently. So let's think on what is true and honorable, right and pure, lovely and admirable, excellent and praiseworthy. Let's think on those things this year. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com, and I'll make sure you get all the details. Thank you. God bless.